we have to choose, and I think limiting it to one makes the most sense if you want a working committee.
William, where I can point
out. I have a question. So the previous, the motion last year limited it to one. What was the, was there a motion in the previous year that limited it to any number? Did someone from that?
Yes, Madam Chair. Yes, Madam Chair. With one motion last year to limit it to one director, and I already said last year that that was a way to close to minorities. Yes, that was last year.
No, Adriana, the question was, what was it the previous year? Was there a motion the previous year to limit it to a number, you know?
In 2014, I can tell you that. 2014, 2015, and 2016, the PMB allowed two directors for every station to allow the minorities to have representation. Because I think that yes. 14.
So there was a motion that limited it. There was a motion that that was not. So the way it is in the bylaws now, it's unlimited. But there was a motion earlier to limit it to two, and then there was a motion last year to limit it to one. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Before Bill, I heard you. There was somebody before you that wanted to speak. Was that William?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
Yes, William, go ahead.
No, I was before him, but well, go ahead.
Oh,
that's okay. Let him go as long as I can get back to me.
I'm trying to figure out what was your Nancy Shorten Chair pro tem ruling that somebody challenged. What was the ruling? That was it on
right.
Board of Directors or something else?
So he said that, the PMB motion, the most authoritative body in the foundation, cannot pass motions to limit, expand, or extend the bylaw. The correct process to refuse additional directors would require bylaws to affect. I think I ruled before that sentence that, the point was well taken that limiting it to one violates the right of the minority representation established in parliamentary law through our bylaws in the adoption of Robert's Rules. Okay, so, but I don't think my ruling has any effect unless you want to pass a different motion. But I don't think it does anything to the motion that's in force right now.
Thank you.
Joseph Davis.
Go ahead, Joseph. I'm not sure. What was
ruling
go ahead.
I thought I was in the stack.
I want him to clarify
Bill.
What his meaning was. Okay, I'll get you to you next, Bill. 1 second.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Thank you.
Ruling for the point of order makes the previous motion null and void. Is the effect of ruling in favor of that point of order? That's all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joseph. Okay. Okay. All right. I stand by my ruling. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Well, so you are standing by your ruling. Well, let me first clarify. I think it's if violation of Robert's rules to rescind a previously adopted motion with a point of order at the following year. So I don't think your point of order can do this. I think you're correct what you said a minute ago, that if you want to change it, you need to have another motion to rescind the motion that was passed last year. But just to explain why for the new people, we've gone back and forth between having two directors per committee and one director per committee. Alex is correct. Both versions were consistent with the bylaws. There's nothing in the bylaws that says you have to have more than one. Says one or more. One is consistent with that. But we've tried this before. We have 12 national committees and task forces, and most of them have two non-directors elected from each LSB. So you already have minority representation. You have plenty of people, as Alex was talking about, on most of the committees. the bigger the committees are, the less they get done. We have that problem with the PNB. We tried to having these committees with 20 people on them, and it was extraordinarily difficult to get things done. The other problem is that effectively when you do this, it kills some of the committees so they never can meet, because we have 12 national committees and task forces, and we only have 4 directors from each station. And if you're going to be on, if you're going to have 2 directors on each one of them, most of them are never going to have quorum, because you're not going to have, people just cannot have that many meetings in a month. If you're split up with the 4 directors and each of them are on 2 different ones, and you've got 12 committees and task forces, if you're selling to some of those committees.
When I'm thinking of other people, it's in a thought realm. I'm not all the time. I'm not often that visual about it. So,
Grace?
Point of order, did she get the chair? The floor, I mean?
Grace, did you mean to be speaking or muted?
Sorry,
That's okay. I think you meant to be muted. That's okay. We didn't catch, we don't know what you're talking about. Let's go ahead. Just mute yourself.
But Bill, can you ask her to try to rule on what I said?
So Bill, I think you said that, on the one hand, the committees have too many members, but on the other hand, they never show up, so you can't get quorum. So,
You'll have about half the committees that you have people that don't show up for.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Ask the parliamentarian to rule on what I mentioned earlier, that
Madam
you cannot rescind a previously adopted motion with a point of order.
Wait a minute. Bill has the floor. Go ahead, Bill. What?
I was going to ask that you ask our parliamentarian to rule on what I said, the chair cannot rescind a previously adopted motion that was passed last year, or maybe it was the year before, with a point of order.
The chair needs to respect, Madam Chair.
There were several committees that I were on that never met because, I don't know, they didn't have enough people or something. Everybody was too busy on other stuff, so they never met.
People get spread too thin.
1 second, please. You want that parliamentarian to rule on what?
Well, what I said was that it's improper to rescind a previously adopted motion, a motion that was adopted last year, with a point of order this year, like today.
I see. Okay. Mr. Tatum, are you still there? Could you...
I am still here. And great. I was looking at your bylaws, and I think that there's somewhere in Roberts where it says that... an older board cannot tie the hands of a new board. So that would mean that this new board has the right to set up committees all over again, determine the composition of those committees, et cetera, et cetera. Each new board can do that. And as I was reading your bylaws in Article 8, other committees or the board of directors, it does say all committees.
So 1 second, please, Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tatum, 1 second, please. Is somebody who is hammering on a carpentry project, please mute their phone. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, and so I was saying that the board shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and 2 delegates. And then later on in that same paragraph, it says the board may designate one or more directors as alternate members of any committee. So that needs to be taken into consideration. In other words, who will be the appointed people on the committee by the board, and who will be the alternate directors appointed by the board. And also, in your bylaws, it says that the board has the power to make decisions about this. I'm looking for it now. Bear with me one second. It's article, wait a minute. It's still in Article 8. Okay, Article 8, the last thing in Article 8, before Article 9, the last sentence says, the board may adopt additional rules for the government of any committee that are not inconsistent with the provisions of these bylaws. So I'm saying, in a nutshell, that this board can make these additional rulings, and it does not matter what the previous board has said.
Madam Chair, Iriana Kasnaev.
And Benito.
Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
I sent the motion, and I can read it. That I move to amend the 2017 motion on PNB committee's composition such that the number of directors in each of the PNB committees, except the finance committee, shall be up to two directors from each station as allowed by the bylaws, Article A, Section 2, not only one director, to be chosen by all of the directors using STB elections when there are more candidates that are available seats. And you let me know when I can motivate my motion.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that so I had ruled that my ruling rescinded the previous motion from last year, and so then it would revert to the motion before that, which is essentially the same as. Is that essentially the same as this is Adrian's motion? One second, I have the floor. And so I think we need we've had an appeal to my ruling, and so we need to vote on the appeal of my ruling. Which would, if my ruling stands, then that means we go back to the. Does that mean we go back to the 2014 ruling, which is the same as what? I think it's the same.
2016. Yes.
Madam Chair, Benito, to the stack, Madam Chair.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I haven't finished the stack. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, thank you. First of all, with regards to Mr. Crozier, you know, he has a very imaginative...
okay, Benito, I'm going to rule you out of order if you're going to do any insulting of anyone.
I'm not insulting anyone. I am reminding the old directors and informing the new directors as to inventions or revisions of history. The PNB at the beginning of 2017 did not bother to rescind any motion from the previous year, as Mr. Crozier is proposing that we do at the very least today. It simply made a motion, period, without any reference to the prior year. So for him to try to put that, make us climb that ladder is, as I say, pure invention. It's called revisionism in science. So I second Adriana's motion.
Wait, we didn't finish my ruling. We did not finish voting on the appeal of my ruling.
And Madam Chair,
can I speak
make a point of
I believe it's a point of order with regard to your ruling.
May I finish, Minister?
Jan Goodman. Yes. Okay, Jan, you'll be next after Benito. Benito will have more to amend what he said after he heard where we are in the order of the day. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I went ahead. But I support the ruling of the chair. I think it's consistent with the spirit of the point of order that put forth by Joseph. And I would urge that everyone vote to support the ruling of the chair. You know, Mr. Quinger has a bogus argument for everything.
Time is up.
It's all about...
Benito, your time is up. Okay.
Do I get to respond to what Benito was accusing me of?
Yeah. If that's the case, you don't have to be responding. All right.
Yeah, you can get on the stack. 1 second. And you had a point of order?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Can you wait until we finish with this one, please?
No. It's with regard to what you just said.
Wait a minute.
It's with regard to your ruling.
What rule did I break? If it's a point of order.
I believe that what you stated was that your ruling, if you voted one way, that your ruling would be that we were going to have two people, but the point that the maker of the original motion was is that we could have up to four people, that we couldn't limit it at all. And so I'm bringing up the point, that's what I said, I'm not sure if it's a point of order.
Okay. No, let me clarify. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm going to clarify my ruling. My understanding is from the way Joseph explained, if I rule on his point of order, if I take his point of order, it means that because the previous motion passed by the 2017 board would limit the vote of the minority, that it's rescinded, and that means that it goes back to how it was previous to that, which was two directors per committee, up to two directors per committee.
Madam Chair?
But if you read
ahead,
the motion, it says unlimited. So that would...
The bylaws say... Go ahead, Joseph.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but the time we are... 8 minutes over the limit of this call.
Over the limit. Okay, one clarifying point from Joseph, please.
The point of order, if you look on Robert's Rules, page 251, lines 9 to 10 and 526, it specifies that if a motion, which the PNB, which is the previous motion that set a number, is found to be in violation of the bylaws, which I believe it is, then that rule and any other such rule is also out of order. Thank you.
You're saying that the previous rule limiting it to two is also out of order?
Correct.
Okay.
Spill, but it's not in violation of the bylaws.
That's correct.
No, you missed. It's all right. Let me read you Joseph's thing again. Okay, before we vote on it, we're going to go to a vote. Let me see, where did it go? 620. I think the important point that Joseph was making was that Article 8 of the bylaws currently posted as such a motion cannot over I don't know The language in 8.2 and 8.3 both say shall include at least one director from, what you know, from the different states. So, which clearly means that there's a minimum of one and possibly more, and that's all it says, okay? This cannot be used to limit it to one because that would specifically violate the right of the minority representation established in parliamentary law and through our bylaws, which if it doesn't say anything about it in the bylaws, then it's ruled, then the rule goes over to Roberts' rules. And so he says, and through our bylaws in the adoption of Roberts, Article 16. And you, so you can't limit the right of the minority representation, which is what this motion did. It limits minority representation because when you have only one director allowed to be elected from each station, you the majority will always get their candidate elected. And the minority does not have a chance to have any representation from the directors on the committees. And so by limiting it to one, it violates the right of the minority. And that's established in Robert's rules because we don't, because the thing says that there's a minimum of one. It doesn't say that it's a limit of one. It says a minimum of one. If the majority and the minority both vote for one person, then they both feel like they have representation. But if the minority can't get a person that they want elected because they don't have enough votes, then the majority controls everything. And we're not allowed to do that by Robert's rules. So that's why I'm taking this. I'm ruling point well taken. And so that means that
this bill, may I?
We have to rescind all the limitations on this. And I don't know what to do next. I'm ruling that this point is well taken, and we can't limit minority representation on the committees, especially since this year half of the committees didn't meet because we didn't have enough people that were available to meet.
If you limit it, you're limiting it to four, you're still limiting it.
I think Alex had something he wanted to say on this. First of all, are we at time for this meeting?
Yes, Madam Chair. My motion was on the floor and was seconded before the time limit. Yes.
Close the request to close the debate.
The parliamentarian would like to speak.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Okay. The PNB bylaws take precedence over Robert's rules and over parliamentary law, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what I would like to highlight is that last sentence that I read before, which says the board may adopt additional rules for the government of any committee that are not inconsistent with the provision of these bylaws. Now, if you go to the provision of the bylaws, it says one or more directors. So if you choose one, you're correct. Two, three, four, five, you're always correct. But you still have to take into consideration that your bylaws also say that other directors may be alternates on the committee. So whoever said that you cannot limit it to a certain number, you are correct. You have a minimum, but you don't have a maximum, is basically what I'm saying.
And this is Bill. Am I going to get equal time to what he gave Benito?
One second, please. Now, we have to vote on my ruling, and then we're going to vote on the motion that's on the floor.
Okay.
Well,
are you going to reconsider your ruling in light of the parliamentarian, what the parliamentarian just said?
No, I'm going to keep my ruling.
Okay. All right. So, thank you.
Bill, do I get?
No, we're out of time. We're out of time. I'm sorry, we're out of time. We have to. We're at time certain. We have to vote.
Okay. So what we are voting on is that if you say yes, what you're doing is that you are supporting the looting of a chair in support of Duane's point of order. If you vote no, then you're voting to maintain the motion that was passed last year, which limits
no.
The director, one from each station. Okay?
Please.
All right.
Jerome, point of order as opposed to allowing Aki to invent stuff as well?
No, but he always does it.
So I would like to ask Joseph. So if my ruling, my point well taken stands, this will rescind all previous motions limiting participation in committees by voting for only one or two, whatever. If you vote no, that means that they're not limited, and that we can vote to limit them. Okay, but we still have a motion on the floor, and according to Mr. Tatum, if we want to, we can vote to limit it. If my ruling stands, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, limiting is not an option. Limiting the board of directors would be against your bylaws. It says one or more. You have to define. You have to interpret what one or more means. And from my interpretation, one or more means that there is no limit.
Right.
So we don't need an election then?
No, you still have to have one or more, and you can also have alternates. You have to have one or more. What this board this year can do is
set a number.
This board this year can set a number. The bylaws are letting you do one or more. So this board has to decide whether you want to do just one, or you want to do two each, three each, or four each. That's what you have to decide for this year only.
Okay. All right. So let's vote on my ruling. My ruling says that that we can't limit it because it would violate the right of the minority. Okay, but Aki, take the vote.
All right, the bylaws. Okay, so Grace L?
Pass.
Grace passes, all right. And Jonathan Alexander?
I vote no.
Okay, Jonathan is no. Adriana, catch it in. Adriana passes. Chris Coit.
Pass.
Okay, Chris Coit passes. Bill Crozier.
No.
Crozier is no. Okay. Joseph Davis.
Pass for now.
Okay, pass for now. Catherine Davis.
Pass.
Okay, Catherine passes. Benito. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Benito Diaz is yes. Okay, Jen Goodman.
I vote no. I do not support the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Goodman is no. William Hill again.
Yes, support the chair.
Okay. Bill Reagan is yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
No.
Jacob is no. Okay. Dwayne Rock?
I support the chair.
Okay. Dwayne is yes. Kim Offer.
Pass.
Kim Offer passes. Tony Neal?
Yes.
Tony is yes. Okay. Ishia? One does?
Yes.
Okay. Ishia is yes. Okay. Alexander Randall?
Yes.
Okay. Alexander Randall is yes. Mansour Shabbat?
No.
Shabbat is no. Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Last.
Okay. She's last. Alexander?
Yeah.
Alexander?
No.
Steinberg is no. Kel Travis?
No.
Travis is no. Muscular? Washington?
Yes.
Muscular is yes. Okay, I'm going to go back to Grace. You passed?
No.
Grace is no. All right. Adriana? Katrina, you passed?
Yes.
Adriana is yes. Okay, Chris Corey? You passed?
No.
Chris Corey is no. All right. Joseph Davis, you passed?
Yes, I support the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Joseph is yes. All right. Kevin Davis?
No.
Davis is no. All right. And Ken Lofer, you passed?
No.
Okay, Ken Lofer is no. I think I got everybody now.
No, you need to ask Nancy as well.
Nancy Soden.
Nancy is automatic yes.
Yeah, Nancy is automatic yes. All
no,
right.
She can vote against her own motion. Come on.
Okay. All right. So the
I would like to hear it.
Okay. The vote is 10 yes and 11 no. So the chair sitting is not supported. Okay. All right. Very close vote.
Madam Chair, now we're going to vote on, we're way past.
Madam Chair?
Now we're going to vote on Adriana's motion.
And I sent to the director of the California Corporation Council about this issue and saying why we should.
Could
you read it? Sorry, we don't have it.
I thought we're out of time for debate.
Yes, everybody
has to debate or not.
The closure.
May I read it, Madam Chair?
Yes, you may.
Will other people?
California Corporation Code is 5231A. A director shall perform the duties of a director, including duties as a matter of any committee of the board upon which the director might serve in good faith, in a matter such a director believes to be in the best interest of the corporation, and which shall have such care. Can you ask people to mute, Madam Chair?
Okay. If you're not speaking, could you please mute? Thank you.
Including reasonable inquire as an ordinary prudent person in a like position would
Adriana, could you please start over because we couldn't hear you from the beginning.
Right.
Okay. In the California Corporation Code 31-5231A, a director shall perform the duties of a director, including duties as a member of any committee of the board upon which the director might serve in good faith in a matter such a director believed to be in the best interest of the corporation and with such care, including reasonable inquiry, as an ordinary prudent person is a like position, would use information, opinions, reports, or statements, including financial statements and other financial data, in each case prepared by or presented by one, one or more officers or employees of the corporation whom the director believes to be reliable and competent in the matter presented, and two, counsel, independent accountants, or other persons, a matter in which the director believes to be. And three, that is it's important, a committee of the board upon which the director does not serve, as to matter which is designated, designated authority, which committee the director believes to merit confidence, so long as, in such case, the director acts in good faith after reasonable inquiry when the need thereof is indicated by the circumstances and without knowledge that caused such a reliance to be unwarranted. This shows that the director can be and must be to make decisions, can be in every committee that they want, and even if they are not voting members, should be allowed even in executive session meetings. That was denied to me and told the minority director last
week. Okay, I see. All right. That is a different issue altogether. Okay, thank you, though.
No,
it's different than having one director. All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah,
This is going to be the last comment, and then we're going to go to the vote.
One thing she did read is that it points out that we do have a fiduciary duty to essentially make sure our committees are working also. And, you know, having huge committees and with some taking so much time of our directors so that they don't have time to participate in other committees at all, it kills the other committees, as I was talking about. We've tried that before.
Yeah.
We have two other
elected
people from each local station on most of the committees anyway, that to ensure minority representation, and we don't need these huge committees.
Except that's not what's happening. Okay. I mean, that's theoretically a problem, but that's not what's happening.
The stations do elect two people, two non-directors in addition to the directors from most
of the committees. Right. Theoretically, that's a lot of people, but what's been happening is people haven't been showing up, and so.
Well,
The other problem that you mentioned is that we have trouble getting quorum, and so you're giving contradictory information about what's actually happening. And so it's not really a problem that we have these.
I see. I'm Madam Chair.
So,
I have to go back and forth, and I couldn't
by the way.
Motion? My God.
May I finish, please, Madam Chair? Because I was about to explain.
One second. All right, Lilia, we're way over our time certain.
We gave Adrian a lot of time, and I just trying to finish what I was going to say. She had a lot more time than me.
Okay, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, the reason some of the committees aren't working is that when we had two directors per committee, you know, the people on the national board would get so burned out attending committee meetings, you'd have a few committees that were the most contentious or most popular or whatever, they would reach quorum, and they'd be the huge committees, and then the directors wouldn't show up for the other committees, so you'd have half the committees with way too many people, and the other half would not be able to reach quorum and not get anything done. So that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's the problem with the number of people on the committee.
I concur with Bill.
It's a different issue that is a problem.
No,
so we're going to have
to.
All right, so that's it. We're going to stop the conversation,
and I couldn't even motivate my motion because we didn't have time. I couldn't motivate my motion, but...
Okay, Adriana, you have... Right, you're absolutely right, Adriana. You have the final... You have the right to the final say on your motion. My apologies. Go ahead.
Does she have 30 seconds or how long?
90 seconds. And then we're going to go to a vote.
Madam Chair, the reality is, and everybody knows, last year... The minority is even till today. We don't have in a few committees, only a few committees were working in the PNB. Most of committees of the PNB didn't work last year at all. They closed the door for us, and I believe that this foundation, we need all of us. There's nobody here that works on water. All of us have the right and the obligation to be in the committees and add to our voices. That is the idea of the committee, discussing the issues and listening to everybody. That door was closed to us last year exactly for the same reason, and it's even today we had a bunch of things done that we don't even know. Those doors were closed to us. I don't close the door to anybody. I believe that even the one that I totally against, I believe that we have the right, and they have the right, to speak in the issues. And the PNB will enrich with the opinion of people that are even in different, in opposite positions. That's the reason why in 14, 15, and 16, we opened the PNB to the minorities, because we believe that it's so important to listen to the minorities, to all of us. All of us.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to the vote. Huh?
All right. Let's, yeah. Aki, let's go to a vote.
Okay. So this is on voting on Eliana's amendment. So Grace Allen?
Pass.
Grace passes. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan? Let me get back to you. Adriana Castaner?
Yes.
Adriana?
I say yes.
Derek Gina says yes. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Chris Corey passes. Bill Folger?
No, it's not what a
Folger is.
Bill, please. We're voting.
Okay. Joseph Davis?
Pass.
Joseph David passes. Catherine Davis.
Pass.
Catherine Davis pass. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Okay. Jan Goodman.
No.
Goodman is no. William Heerlagen.
Yes.
Heerlagen is yes. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina? Let me get back to you. Duane North? Duane? What's that, Duane?
Pass.
Okay, Duane passes. Ken Norfolk?
Pass.
Ken Norfolk passes. Tony? Tony, yeah?
Yes.
Tony is yes. Okay. Ifia? Wangaza?
Yes.
Ifia is yes. Okay. Alexander Rangel?
No.
Okay, Rango is no. Mansour Sabat?
No.
Sabat is no. Okay. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Steinberg is no. Okay, Cal Travis?
No.
Travis is no. Muscular? Washington?
Yes.
Muscular is yes. Okay, let me go back to Grace. Grace, you passed?
No.
Okay, Grace is no. Jonathan, Alexander?
No.
Alexander is no. Chris Corey, you passed?
No.
Okay, Chris Corey is no. All right. Joseph Davis?
Yes.
You passed? Okay, Davis is yes. Catherine Davis, you passed?
No.
Davis is no. All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina is no. All right. Dwayne not? Dwayne?
Yes.
Dwayne is yes. All right. Ken Moffer, you passed?
No.
Ken Moffer is no. Okay. Nancy Soden, you're the last one?
Yes.
Nancy is yes. All right. So we have 9 yes and 12 no, so the amendment fails. We'll go to Mosquera's motion now. Mosquera's motion?
I thought we already voted on that.
Without objection.
We're done. We get the meeting adjourned.
Okay, all right. Let's take ten minutes.
Let's take ten minutes, and we'll go to closed sessions. Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks, everyone. All right. So, for the election. We can still only elect one person to each, one director to each committee. And those are the people that will have voting on the committee.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Meeting adjourned. We'll see you in
six, seven,
the post session.
Right.
10 minutes.
How many minutes?